This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Kaveh Kagazi. The Missouri House has passed a $24 billion state budget, holding funding steady for education but cutting medical benefits for the blind. The budget approved today for the 2013 fiscal year now goes to the Senate. Governor Jay Nixon originally proposed a 12.5% funding cut for public colleges and universities. Nixon then softened that cut by tapping money from a settlement with mortgage lenders. The House plan would keep funding flat for higher education institutions. It also embraces Nixon's plan for a slight increase to elementary and secondary schools. The budget approved by the Republican-led House would eliminate a $30 million budget medical program that serves more than 2,800 blind people, instead replacing it with a slimmed-down benefit program. A Missouri House panel endorsed legislation yesterday making it a crime for federal officials to attempt to enforce the 2009 federal health care overhaul in the state. The measure states that any official, agent, or employee of the U.S. government seeking to enforce the health care overhaul within Missouri's borders may be charged with a misdemeanor. The crime would be punishable by up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. The measure is sponsored by St. Charles County Republican Kurt Barr and declares the federal law to be altogether void and of no force. Schools in Missouri are adjusting curricula to meet new national standards. Missouri is one of 45 states around the country that has adopted a new set of standards for K-12 school curriculums. Teachers and school administrators across the nation helped create the Common Core Standards Initiative in order to help better prepare children for higher education. Mexico's Public Schools Assistant Superintendent Kevin Freeman says core academic skills are being taught at younger ages.
The Common Core standards are a little more rigorous. They introduce some more critical thinking and deeper levels of critical thinking. They push some concepts downward. For instance, fractions, which is typically taught in fourth grade, really moves down to third grade.
School children nationally will be tested with the new Common Core state standards during the 2013-2014 school year. A national Tea Party group has endorsed former state treasurer Sarah Steelman in Missouri's Republican U.S. Senate primary. But numerous Missouri Tea Party groups say they are not taking sides in the race. The Tea Party Express cited Steelman's conservative economic record and past experience in office. Other prominent Republicans in the race include U.S. Republican Todd Akin and businessman John Bruner. Both also have highlighted their conservative credentials. A coalition of 17 Missouri Tea Party groups released a statement today stressing they had not endorsed anyone in the Senate race. For KBIA News, I'm Kaveh Kagazi.